Good morning. It's January 28th. It's 7 degrees below zero. Welcome to the roller coaster ride of Wisconsin weather. I don't think I'd want to be riding a roller coaster, though, Jason Cairns, this morning. It's a little cold for that, you know?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that would be terrible. Get up in the wind like that.
Yeah.
That would be something.
Yeah, so anyhow, I think given three choices, 16 below Wednesday, 26 yesterday, 7 below. I think I'll take the Thursday if I could.
I agree. One of our listeners has been posting pictures of her radio listening to us talking about the weather. And
okay.
So now today we're dipping, you know. And yesterday we described it as balmy. I don't think we can use that word today.
I don't think so. So, all right, well.
But it's almost February.
Yeah, that's good.
It's hopeful. You know, we're moving in the right direction. Tessa asked me yesterday if January was the coldest month, and I said it sure feels that way.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, and then I think it seems like conditions become more favorable for snow in February. So we'll wait and see if that turns out that way.
Yeah.
All right. Also, I saved the special events for usually after the 6:30 weather, but today is International Lego Day. Was Lego something one or more of your kids got into?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I remember having Legos as a kid and playing with them. And then I think Ian especially, Grace did too somewhat, but Ian especially was really into Legos for a long time. And we seem to be moved beyond that stage.
Yeah.
Although recently I debated buying a set of Legos for myself. So
okay.
Maybe I'm moving back in that direction.
Yeah, you go back. Maybe so. That's the age difference between us, because I don't remember as a kid like being into Legos, really. I remember we had Lincoln Logs, and even for our kids we did. But Dawson was a big, I mean, he'd get the set, and once he got set, I mean, he was just in his room until he got it built, you know, so.
Right, for sure.
And some visits to Legoland that they had, like, in Illinois, and when we were down in Florida, was a lot of fun, too, so.
Yep, absolutely.
It was I think at the Mall of America, they've had quite the Lego offering too.
Well, so the set that I was going to order recently, I thought, oh, this would be fun, but it was $511.
Okay, what was it to build? A bookcase or what?
It was the Hogwarts castle from Harry Potter.
Oh,
but
okay,
it's over 6,000 pieces, and I thought, oh, that'd be fun. And then I looked at the price, and I thought, there is no way that I would spend that.
That's
for a toy.
It's amazing, though. It's amazing. That's all over the world, very popular. All right, Colossians chapter 1. Yeah. I think we can do verse 23. I'm looking at in the New Living. It's kind of a long verse. So I'll take this.
23.
And here we go. And then letters to the beloved. And it says, Paul writes, but you must continue to believe this truth and stand firmly in it. Don't drift away from the assurance you received when you heard the good news. The good news has been preached all over the world, and I, Paul, have been appointed as God's servant to proclaim it. Now, one of the downsides of jumping in, just boom, I mean, yes, the good news, obviously, of what Christ has done on the cross, but go ahead.
Right. So I wrote, continue in the faith, always clinging to my son's perfect righteousness. I welcome you with open arms into the community of love. But remember, it is my son's perfection and not your own which sustains you.
Well, that's a great picture. I mean, God welcoming us with open arms, and I like the term community of love, too.
Yeah, for sure. You know, being a Trinitarian, I think that's the best picture of God, is that he has existed perfectly in a community of love forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of our salvation is being welcomed in. And our friend Larry would say that, you know, we're invited into the divine dance.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's true. I think that's partly what our salvation is it's not just being saved from sin, but it's being saved for love and for community.
Hmm. I love that. That's fantastic. So great stuff. Yeah, it's hard to believe it's like 11 months ago that Larry passed. It's February 28th, so coming up in just over 4 weeks. And so large gathering is going to happen, I guess, at the Billy Graham Center. I haven't completely ruled it out. I mean, you can drive, you can fly, you can experience it virtually. I mean, at the very least, I'd like to take in that conference virtually. But
You know, there are going to be some good people there. I know some friends of ours, I think, are going to be showing up. And I really would have loved to have been there. It just wasn't in the cards for me this year.
Yeah,
so.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Jason.
We've been talking a lot about records this week, and four British friends, guys, they're gotta be guys, just broke a Guinness World Record by playing a board game, Halvo, for over 85 hours consecutively.
That's crazy. That is a really long time. It's one board game. What did they play?
Well, and that's the big question, too. And so we put it out there on the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook page this morning and also on the listener line if you want to leave us a voicemail, 715-396-1670. What board game could you play for hours on end and still enjoy it? Now, I think I phrased it on Facebook. What game could you play for that many hours? 85, and folks were like, nothing.
Yeah, right.
But if you were to play a game for hours on end, what would it be? What could you still enjoy? Kathy says Scrabble. I think a kindred spirit of yours there, Halvo.
Yeah.
Cheryl says Cribbage. I don't know that I know how to play Cribbage, and I feel like I am not a true Midwesterner for not knowing how to do that.
Yeah, I know the people who like it really like it, so, yeah.
Christine says probably Monopoly, but she also adds, yeah, it's really boring. Robert says Risk. That is a game from at least my childhood or early adolescence, and I could see playing Risk for a long, long time, especially if you have enough snacks.
Yeah, Daniel says Axis and Allies.
I have heard of that one. It was one that was popular with some friends of mine, but I never really got into it, so I don't know how to play. But that is another one that I think I've heard is lengthy.
Uh-huh.
Jan just says none. Couldn't play any board game for that long. And Pat says that her husband added in Supremacy.
Yeah.
I have not heard of that game.
I haven't.
And I mean, a lot of these things, so is it a game that you can play time and time and time again without getting tired of it, or is it a lengthy game? And those can be two very different things, because if you don't get tired of playing Rook, or maybe you can play it for hours. I know my grandparents used to invite friends over, and they actually would play into the wee hours of the morning, and this was in their younger days, because they liked Rook so much. So again, good friends, good conversation, good game, and they'd play a long time that simple card game.
I think so often, even when people are watching something on television, people are watching and then they're on their phones. And I think the great thing about a board game or a card game like Phase 10, something is, it gets you together, right? And it gets you together, and we need some bonding.
It's time to get you caught up with our weekly tradition. We know how busy life is for you, and you can't possibly keep up with everything that's going on in the world, news, sports, politics, pop culture. As our service to you, aggregate all that information, we bring it to you, we condense it down into bite-sized pieces. We call it headlines. Here you go.
Caleb, the Team USA uniforms for the opening ceremonies at the Winter Olympics in Beijing were unveiled last Thursday.
And wouldn't you know it, they have the same colors as the last Olympic uniforms.
Wow.
Go figure. It's Girl Scout cookie season, and now there's a new app to help you find them.
The app also helps you order larger pants after eating through a few boxes of Thin Mints.
Now that's a public service.
Thin Mints, kind of cleverly titled. To deliver products as quickly as possible, Amazon now has over 110 warehouses in the U.S.
And almost as many happy employees.
Yeah, about that.
According to a study, you will eat less if you look at artwork that features skinny people.
This means you're never going to be able to take your kids' kindergarten stick figure drawings off your refrigerator.
They're staying up forever.
Scientists have researched what it would be like if humans were twice as intelligent.
Well, to start, we'd have at least 27 more flavors of Doritos.
And more Oreos.
A new poll finds many Americans are frustrated with the Joe Biden administration.
We want more tweets.
That's what's missing.
And finally, Stephen Breyer, a Supreme Court justice, announced he's planning to retire.
Finally making room for Judge Judy.
That would jazz up the court.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Wanna build a snowman or ride our bike around the
Okay, this is just too cute. I'd say totes adorbs, but that doesn't really sound like me. But have you ever thought, living here in Wisconsin where the air hurts our faces, have you ever thought that maybe we're very fortunate? And I know we talk about, hey, well, at least we don't have hurricanes and gators and snakes and things like that. But have you ever thought about the fact that we're fortunate to have snow? Even as we grumble about clearing it, there's beauty in winter snow, right? And I'm not a huge winter guy, but there's something that we have that a lot of other parts of the world and either parts of the states don't have. So this story caught my eye. They don't see a lot of snow in Florida, right? That's where Susan is right now. But for some kids in the Sunshine State, there was enough in Kentucky to share. What began as a lesson about weather and snow turned into a hands-on class project overnight. A former Kentucky school teacher who now educates in Florida discovered that only two students in her entire class had ever seen snow. This gave her an idea, and she gave her sister back in Kentucky, the Bluegrass State, a call. She said, hey, could you make me a snowman? Do you want to build a snowman, sis? She said, could you make me a snowman? And I want you to overnight him to me and see if he can make it to the school, because I want these children in Florida to see snow. After early January's big snow came down in Kentucky, Amber, the sister, went into her yard and created a snowman she called Lucky, a Kentucky snowman who got his name in the hopes that he'd arrive all the way to Florida safely. Lucky was wrapped in foil, surrounded by ice packs, packed in styrofoam, and taken to the nearest UPS store. Lucky, who's about a foot tall and has twigs for arms, made it to Florida. And Hughes said it was pure joy to watch the kids in her classroom open the box. Lucky now resides in a freezer in the school's cafeteria. Isn't it interesting that sometimes what you think might be, if not a curse, a difficulty, can be someone else's blessing? Something to think about this morning.
Well, the best of the week, a little shorter today. You just never know. And, we bring it to you in less than 2 minutes on WWIP.
It's so cold that your tears freeze on your eyeballs.
Yes, yes, yeah, that is. And it's cold enough to make you cry, I'll tell you. It's so cold that Jack Frost froze.
Yes, I like that one.
And this is the one that even got a laugh out of my wife. It's so cold that lawyers have been seen reaching into their own pockets.
Yes, indeed.
In your sports, first, some breaking news in the NFL related to the Packers and the Broncos. No, we're not talking about Aaron Rodgers, at least not yet. But Adam Schefter reports the Denver Broncos are hiring Packers offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett as their new head coach.
It's so cold that the ice cubes had to turn up the temperature on the heating blanket.
An Idaho man who set out to break one world record a week last year is celebrating the completion of his goal.
Really?
That's right, yeah. He said slicing the most kiwis in a minute using a samurai sword while standing on a Swiss ball was one of the most difficult records for him to break.
That sounds like so much fun. Also extremely dangerous.
Can you imagine his Christmas card?
This is what I was up to this year.
Oh, my.
I want to slice a kiwi with a samurai sword. 52 world records in 52 weeks. Congratulations.
How do you top that?
That's fantastic.
How do you top it? Renee says it's so cold that the cows are giving soft serve.
Nice. Craig says it's so cold that I had to use a whole tank of gas before my car was warm enough to go to work.
Yeah. Gail says it's so cold that my German Shepherd actually does not want to roll around in the snow today.
Cindy says it's so cold that my money turned into cold, hard cash and my shadow froze to the sidewalk.
That's when you know it's cold.
There you go. It has been cold.
I know it.
But we had a snow day giveaway this week. It was a lot of fun. We enjoyed the week with all of